Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you? I'm sorry, what was that? That's correct. Yes, sir. You're breaking up. I'm not sure anything that you're saying. You're
I'm not breaking up.
It sounds like you're talking into a fan. I can't hear anything that you're saying.
Well, put somebody else on. Maybe you're deaf.
I still don't know what you're saying.
Your
phone is breaking up. I do not know what you're saying.
Put a manager on.
Again, your phone is breaking up. I do not understand what you're saying. You're going in and out. I'm not sure what you're saying. Could you step in a different area, or is the phone on speaker?
I have been on the phone with you for about 20 minutes. Your initial recording said I'd get a call back. Somebody would answer the phone in 10 minutes. I've been on the phone now waiting for someone to return my call for 20 minutes.
Yes, sir. Is the phone on speaker, or could you step into a different room? I still don't know what you're saying.
Hold on. It's not the phone. There's nothing wrong with my phone. Let me speak to a manager. Your senior manager.
Yes, sir. Again, I still cannot understand what you're saying. Is there a way you can call back, step into a different room, or take the phone off a speaker? Hello? Hello? I said, is your phone on speaker, or could you take it off a speaker?
Hold on, I'm trying to do that.
You said what?
I'm trying to do that.
Yes, sir, but it sounds the same.
You just told me just then. I said, are you there, and you answered me. So how is my phone breaking up if you just told me you answered me?
It's still running together. I'm still not sure what you're saying.
Yeah.
Can I get your zip code and first and last name?
My zip code is 01970, Salem, Massachusetts.
01 what?
01970.
01170?
Let me tell you again. 01970. Salem, Massachusetts.
01970.
That's right.
And what was your first and last name? Give me one moment. Yeah, sir. Could you spell your last name one more time? Yes, sir. I have an account for us. Scott Evans.
That's right.
You said that's right?
I said that is correct, yes.
Could you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address is 15 Roslyn Street. That is spelled
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Could you say your sh just the street name again? I can't make that part out. And it looks like there was an order that was placed for a tactical shovel.
That's right. And I received it. But since then, I've been charged $64.99 on my checking account, which made my checking account go negative.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm being
You're muffled up again.
I'm muffled up again?
It's.
But you heard me fine a second.
No, actually, I didn't. When you're saying too much at one time, your sound is getting muffled again. So you have to break it up because I don't know what's going on with your sound, but it's going in and out. So I can't hear what you're saying when you say too much at one time.
What would you like me to say?
What
are
you
asking?
I'm saying, do you recall placing the order for a tactical shovel?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct.
You received that order.
Yes.
Whenever you place that order, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You get a $125 gift card for $64.99. It would have been emailed to north42conway@yahoo.com.
I don't want the gift card. Take it off my account immediately.
I didn't quite catch that.
I said, take the $64.99.
Yes, sir. That's a valid charge because you placed the order for the tactical bag. The terms and conditions are on the website.
I don't give a damn what you say.
We can have an account. We can have this account canceled. Yes, we can have the account canceled. I can offer a 50% refund. That's a valid charge because you placed the order for the tactical shovel.
You people are unbelievable. Would you like me to call the Massachusetts Attorney General's office?
I'm not sure what you said.
I said, would you like me to call the Massachusetts Attorney General's office?
Yes, sir. You placed the order and you've already stated that you did receive the order, so it's a valid charge. The terms and conditions on the website.
I received the shovel.
Yes. When you received that shovel and placed that order for the shovel, as agreed upon on the terms and conditions, that is an entry gift into our subscription. We can go ahead and have
it. I don't want your subscription.
As I was trying to say, we can have it canceled, and I can give you a courtesy refund for the $64.99 as a one-time courtesy. It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Would you like a cancellation number?
Why can't you give me $64.99?
I just said that we can give you a refund for $64.99. $64.99. That's the same thing.
Do it. That's what I'm asking you to do. Do the trade for $64.
Yes, I understand that. I said we can give you a refund for $64.99, and then I said it takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. Then I said, would you like a cancellation number?
You said something about a 50%.
No. First, I said we can offer you a 50% refund as a one-time courtesy. And then I said we can offer you a refund for $64.99 as the one-time courtesy. And then I stated it would take 3 to 5 days to post, and then I offered a cancellation number. That's what I said. Takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like a cancellation number? Was that a yes? Still can't understand what you're saying. C 28 78 59 62 0. What was that? C as in cat, the number 2, the number 8, 7, the number 8, 5, 9, 6, 2, 0. That's correct. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.